Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers get set for a Sunday afternoon game against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the bullpen coach, Josh Spence. Josh, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, anytime.
First year in AA and your first year with the Biloxi Shuckers. How are you enjoying it so far?
I mean, it's been good. The winning percentage is in the positive, and the boys are excited to get out there. So it's early stages in the season, though. So everyone's still got the honeymoon vibes. We'll see what happens when the dog days of summer are around. But all is well. Thank you.
How's it been working with the pitching staff? Because this is a staff that you've been working with really ever since February rolled around out in Arizona.
Yeah, it's been a blast. I mean, obviously there's a trickle down effect from the Major League spring training. And then I was away for 2 weeks on a mini sabbatical at the WBC. So, it's been great to get to know everyone's personalities and kind of what clicks for them and the information that they like and, their throwing programs and how they prepare. No, it's all been good. And, blessed to be a part of it.
I don't know if you can call it a sabbatical going to coach with Team Australia in the World Baseball Classic and going up against Shohei Ohtani, but what an incredible experience that must have been to be able to coach with Team Australia.
Yeah, it's a pretty special tournament. Obviously, the time of the year is not exactly ideal, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to pinpoint a time of the year to really that's efficient for every country and their preparation to their season. But what a crazy experience that was, and hopefully get the call in another 3 years to do it all over again.
Well, there we go. What was that experience like being part of the first Australian team to advance the quarterfinals, beat Korea in game one, and then in the quarters, you're in a sold-out Tokyo Dome against Shohei Ohtani, Roki Sasaki, and the Japan team that won the whole thing?
Yeah, it's something that it's tough to explain. They love baseball over there in Japan, and the fans are crazy. They're uber competitive, and it's fun watching top tier athletes compete at their sport, and to have a front row seat was pretty special.
Talking about countries that love baseball, baseball's a big and growing sport in Australia. You coach over the winter in the Australian Baseball League. What's that experience like of getting to coach in your home country?
It's pretty special. Coaching in our professional league down there, it's a 40 game season over 10 weeks. You grow up watching it as a kid, and then to be able to be a part of it in any aspect is it's very meaningful. And just to be able to, in a sense, give back to the youth of Australia, and hopefully they can share some of the experiences that I've been fortunate enough to have is a lot of fun to do. I enjoy it. You play 3-4 days out of the week. You get 3-4 days to kind of practice player development, which is very unique compared to professional sports, especially Latin America. It's a cool little league, and it's continuing to grow, and that's good to see.
You talk about your journey. It's been quite the journey. You started off in junior college at Central Arizona College, one of the better junior colleges in the country, and then you end up at Arizona State in rotation with Mike Leake on your way to the major leagues. How crazy, when you look back at all of it, how crazy of a journey was all that, just being a kid from Australia?
Yeah, but the company line is I'm just here to get a good education and play some baseball. I think... The manager was Pat Murphy, who's our bench coach here with the Brewers, and it's blessed to forge that relationship early in college, and he's been a great mentor throughout my transition into coaching. But just that stepping stone into professional baseball is something at the time when I was growing up a lot of Australians didn't do, and now it's becoming a little bit more popular to take the college route before you play professionally, which I think it's such a great initiation into culture in America and the lifestyle, and you're playing against the guys. You understand what it takes to play at the professional level once you get that taste of college baseball.
What was that acclimation like for you coming over from Australia? Because the seasons are different. It's a little bit of a different climate, though Arizona's still pretty darn hot.
Yeah, Arizona, it's a dry heat, as they say. Now, for me, growing up in Australia, you try and get on the field as much as you can in a team environment, but unfortunately that's not the case due to the population in the sport. So to be able to come over, be in a team environment every day, competing, growing, it's something that hopefully Americans don't take for granted, because it's pretty special. In Australia, we don't have college sports. So if you go to university, you're there to get an education. And not saying you're not to get an education as a student athlete, but but it's just, it's very one-dimensional. So I think it's an incredible experience to be a part of college athletics, and should be pursued by all if you get the opportunity.
What's the growth you've seen in your time on Earth, in your time playing professional baseball, the growth of baseball in Australia? Because now the national team's doing good, the ABL's in a great space. How have you seen it grow?
I think largely it's due to the technology down in Australia. Obviously, you know, you can quantify what's good and what's bad. And I think as we start to initiate that more into our high performance programs, I think the growth is going to happen. But at the end of the day, and this is not a knock on baseball players in Australia, but we're dealing with a second, sometimes third tier athlete who's got a high baseball IQ, is fundamentally good at the sport, but you're competing against some top tier athletes here in America, Latin America, in Asia. And I think as strength and conditioning evolves and people really start to buy into that, I think the game's going to grow even more.
I know you're a big footy guy in Australia. Are there any guys, your favorite team, the Geelong Cats, as we've talked about, which guy in the Cats do you think would make the best baseball player in America?
No, he doesn't play anymore, but I always thought Joel Selwood would make a pretty good baseball player. A good middle infielder, you know, breaking up double plays hard. You know, I think he'd be a good candidate to transition to the game.
A bunch of footy players are probably pretty unfortunate they took the whole trucking the catcher out of the game, because that seems pretty regular in Aussie rules football.
Yeah, I think that's a facet that, I think they'll enjoy.
Well, Josh, thanks so much for joining us. Best luck the rest of the year.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos at 105.